still be yosi. And to the Gemara, enochanami mashme, everything by man it's osir. There's no heter for man to drink this kais ikrin, take some type of refuah that will make him important. The yama, elos that the Gemara teretz bisha. We're talking about an isha. So trashi ela beisha she'ena mitzuva bepir yavrivya. An isha is not mitzuva to have children. Kedi arminim biyavomis pruravu omilu esoritz. We dash an ish darker lichvish. A man is a derech to go and capture. He goes out and captures. The ain darker shalisha lichvish. As not derech an ish to go and capture. So the Torah gave the mitzvah tzivu from pruravum. That's a mitzvah upon the man. He has the chiyuv to have children. There's no chiyuv upon the isha to have children. So since there's no chiyuv to pruravum, therefore there's no ish of soros. There's no ish of soros is that if you're mitzvah to have children, you're not allowed to ruin yevorim that you can't have children. But an isha is not mechuyev altogether, so therefore there's no isha. So kids, we're talking about an isha, she's allowed to drink this, a kayishal ikram. So the person who has joined this means an isha that has joined this is mutter. For the Gemara though, Ulu Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, the Yomar al Shneim hu Oimer, he dings lich in the Gemara in Yevomis. And he also knows that tziva pruravu goes on both. Zion man and Zion isha are both mechuyev in the mitzvah pruravu. But the Pasuk says, Vayivarech oysa molokim, vayoyim alehem pruravu. Shem told both of them, Pru Ravu, so he holds the mitzvah is upon both of them. Zay the Isha has a chiyuv Pru Ravu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, it should be yosur for an Isha to drink this kosher likrin. She can't make himself into an okar, into an akara. Is Mayik Lameimor, what's the heter in the Gemara? How could an Isha drink it, even though she has joined this? How could she drink this refuah? And the Gemara Biskena, one third is Biskena. An Isha that's old already. An Isha that's old already, Inami Biakara. And else an isha that's not kara ready. So, she's not kara ready, she can't have children anyway. So, vice versa, by an isha, we don't say the svar of yeh siris, acha siris, by an isha.
What was the reason that it would be also if she was young?
Because according to Yechon and Brooke, she's mechuyiv in the mitzvah pruravu. She's mechuyiv to have children. So she's going to drink this, make herself into an akara. She can't have children. She's being mevatel the mitzvah.
But if you say she's not mechuyiv in pruravu,
then it'll be mutter then. Then the more of Maishan Nemingon, then it's mutter. It'll be mutter then for an isha to take it. So Tzrat says, "Bizkono bizkeno over yakoro, the isha nami leshayich boy mesaros acha mesaros." They in shayich boy sirus. Vayis is not shayich bechlal amaisa sirus. It's only by a man that has the evorim outside. They shayich had to cut off the evorim. It's shayich the posik that says, "Don't cut this, don't cut more." So it's only a chiddush akro that if a man is a saros, he can't do it a second time. But when isha bechlal, it's not shayich amaisa sirus. It's only shy to do something, either drink something, or else the waste they do. Oh, they make operations they can make. But it's not a derech pekach, right?
Even
but
the
way maskana poshut is no. Maskana is no. There wouldn't be any yisa. Because we don't hold like a Yechon Bruka. We hold that Nisha is potter from Puravu. So poshut according to maskana sagamora for the isha is no yisa. And Nisha would be allowed to do it. Maisa, you have to ask a rov. I mean, it's a shah that Achrayim talk about, shah that Shuvis. Maisa, but Nisha has a shalom mishum leibit sakana for the matur, the nechlami. The shalom from Sakona by Nisha and Beshua. Even without Sakona, even some Saleya, the matter for Nisha in certain cases.
Does the Pasuk apply for medications that have a side effect?
They have to be how borrowed. Or if it's a borrowed digger thing, yeah, this will apply.
That's
kosher. Yeah. If it's a Sakona, it's the Fosher, so if I say it, you're allowed to do it. If it's not a Sakona, it's the Fosher, the Khur, they'll buy Benissa and they'll have to find a heter then.
What's the difference between that and the next one, like birth control or something?
What? It's a little bit different. They're not ruining the Avorim. Here you're ruining her Ava, you're ruining her body, she can't have children anymore. Birth control, just as right now, that it doesn't take effect, but she could have later on. You stop taking this, and she could have. But here you're like ruining her body, that she can't have children anymore. So that's an Avera. Well, it's only called the Yechon Ben Bruka. But we hold Pasha Ra'ocha, Balisha, it's Takamuta. But her body shouldn't do it, yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Ha'choshesh peshinov, if somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, back to Rafua, is loyigameya ben mesachomis. He shouldn't take vinegar in his mouth and like leave it in his mouth for Rafua. You take vinegar, it takes away the pain, that's also on Shabbos. But you're allowed to take your bread and dip it into the vinegar and eat the bread, kedarkoi. Because that's not Nikki doing Mishum Rafua. Healthy people do that also. So that's mutu, even though your kavonim is to take away your toothaches. But if you don't do it, that's muchach. People don't know it's don l'shem refu, it's mutter. Trashi matfu kedarkoi, ma'achol lo yopite b'choymitz. dip whatever you're eating or your bread into the vinegar, and then chew, bite on it on your tooth, that's mutter. V'yeh misrap and misrap, and by chewing on it you get healed up, that's okay. Ha choshesh b'mosna, somebody has a pain on his thigh. Is lo yisach, he should not rub himself yayin with wine v'chaymetz vinegar. Because it's not a derech to rub yourself in the middle of the week with wine and vinegar, it's only done with shem refuah. So therefore refuah is also on Shabbos. Trashe lo yisach b'em yayin v'chaymetz. T'yeinodam sach lo yisay el refuah. Nobody takes wine and vinegar and rubs himself only with the kavona to heal yourself. So it's also to do a ma'is refuah, it's also to rub it on Shabbos. Avosachu es Hashemim, but to take regular oil that people rub themselves even in the middle of the weekday, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Even though your kavona is mashum refuah and it's healing you, that's mutter. Like we said, the guy has a sore throat, he could take a hati. Because healthy people do it also, it's not muchachi being done the shem refuah. The lay shemen verit. They can't take a special type of shemen, very expensive erid, because that nobody does in the middle of the weekday just to rub yourself with. So if you're doing it now, it's muchach mashum refuah. Trashi yavaloi shemen verid. It's a very expensive perfume or oil that costs a lot of money. Reina motza, it's not so, it's very scarce. O mucha milsa the refuah of it. Mucha, everybody could tell you're doing it now for healing yourself, and therefore it's also done on Shabbos. So the Mordo, b'nei melochim do, sochin shemen verid al makasayim. But b'nei melochim is a very rich people, they're allowed to rub themselves even on Shabbos. Why? Shekein darkin losach b'choyol. Since they're b'nei melochim, they're very rich, they have it. So even in the middle of the weekday, they rub themselves with this shemen. Therefore, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. Rebbe Shimon Aimer, kol Yisrael b'nei melochimim. No such thing. Any yid is a b'nei melochim, he's a ben from Yebishter, he's royal to be the biggest gevir, he could use it, it's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara, Shalom, what a svar is though. The Chura, Avadi, they could use it. The Chura, the svar from the Tanakhamri is that usually, since the middle of the weekday, you do not use it. So now, if you use it on Shabbos, it's mukha mils, you're doing Mishum Refuah. All right, we'll see in the Gemara. Tomorrow, Romile, Ravacha Aricha. Ravacha, the long one, Teheve Ravacha Bapapa. He was Ravacha Bapapa. Le Rabbi Yavua. He has to shalom in front of Rabbi Yavua. Tanan, it says now, Mishnah, Hachoshish Beshinov, somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, Loye Gameya Benes Achoimitz. You cannot, like, put vinegar in your mouth. We'll soon see what Yigameya means. Boshim means like to swallow it. Put it in your mouth. To swallow down the vinegar, raw vinegar, it's awesome. Lememro, the Chaimitz, Malili Shanaim. The Chorot looks from our Mishnah that to take vinegar, it's good for your teeth. It takes away the pain. For the Gemara of Oksiv, it says a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says like a Kolo, Ke Chaimitz Lishanaim. It's saying how bad it'll be. That you take this, it'll be like vinegar to your teeth. Or Chaoshim Lishanaim, it'll be like smoke to your eyes. It's saying the Chorot is bad. That vinegar is bad for your teeth. And here the Mishnah says it's good for teeth, takes away the toothache. Lekasha. Ho b'kiyua de peri, ho b'chola. Kiyua de peri means just like the sharpness of fruit. Trashi kiyua means yayin, wine. Shlein is bashal kor tzorkin. You made the wine from like unripe grapes. B'yanovit koshel shenayim. That's very bad for your teeth. That's unripe grapes is no good for the teeth. Kan ho b'chola. He had regular wine that turned into vinegar later. So that's okay. That's a refuah for your tooth. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Both the Pasuk and our Mishnah is talking about regular vinegar. If you have a toothache like our Mishnah, then the vinegar does good to it. But if you have no maka, just to take vinegar will just ruin your teeth. Trashi leka maka marfi. It makes your gums like soft. It makes the skin shiver up. The teeth become soft then. Come further away from one another. And that's no good. So if you're healthy, then it's no good to take vinegar. But when you have a toothache, then it's okay. If you have a maka, a wound, a toothache, send the vinegar, heals it up. Leke maka marfi. But if you have no toothache, then the vinegar just makes the gum soft, and that's no good. Right, Leigameya ben Esachoymus. The Mishnah says you should not swallow, drink the vinegar on Shabbos. For the more of Atanya, Leigameya upoilet. It's only also to put it in your mouth, like to gargle it. Not a lot of gargle, and move it around in your mouth and spit it out. That's what's also. Because then it's nikki doing Mishum Refuah. Avo magameya upoileya. But if you want to take it and swallow it, that's mutter. It's not nikah, then Mishum Refuah. So the Rashi lo yigam mayo poilit. The mukhod rapuhi. You just put it in your mouth and shake it around and then spit it out. That's also because that's mukhi. You only did it to heal you. Mashenkin, if you take it in your mouth and then you drink it, that's mutter. And the churau mishnah is mashma lo yigam mayo ben mashma klau. Omer Abaye enechanami. Ki kanan nami masnisa magameya poilet. Enechanami, that's trying now mishnah also. It's only also to take in your mouth and spit it out right away. That's what's also. But enechanami, if you want to swallow it, it'll be muta. The Torah speaks out, I, the sefer, the mishnah says, what's the heter to take the vinegar mashmas only mutter when you dip your bread into the vinegar? The Torah says, no, who are din the remotzla misni the magameo boileya? There's a better etzah. If you want to take the vinegar, you could even drink it, providing you don't spit it out. El urcha de milsa nochen. The Mishnah is telling the urcha de milsa that usually people don't like to drink raw vinegar, so the etzah to take vinegar to stop your toothache is to dip bread in it and eat it that way. I got the same luck as brought down to get the schnapps. You do, if you have a toothache, the more you take schnapps is good for the tooth. So if you stomp, take schnapps and drink it or drip your bread and that'll be mutum. If you stomp and put the schnapps in and just gargle with it, shake it back and forth and spit it out, that'll also be bosa. But then it's mucha milsi doing mashim mefua.
What do you mean to drink it and like you gargle in your mouth, which is the way you usually drink it and swallow it?
If you do it fast, if it's not too long, it'll be alright. Can't be mucha milsi. That little bit is not nicker. But if you leave it there a long time, then that's a shaili ready. I mean, let's say you'll goggle and then you'll swallow at the end. Right. So Abayi tells in the Chlami, Kitna Nami Masnisin, and Al Mishnah says that it's also Megameo Poyu. It's only where after you put it in your mouth, you spit it out again. That's when it's also. Tanan. Ravo Amano. Afilu Tema Megameo Boleya. Afilu the Mishnah says Kapashtis. That you take in the vinegar and drinking it, still it's also. I, the Bryce before, said it's Mutter. Kan Lefnei Tibum. One is before you started your meal, before you had those sudah, but one is after you had those sudah. The Drashi, lifnei tibul, lifnei yachil, if you take this before you ate your sudah, mutter. Then it's mutter. Shedarkon hoya litful b'choymitz, b'chol yoyim. It was a dare to dip things into vinegar and take vinegar. For roya oyma, zel tibuloi. If somebody sees you taking this vinegar now before the sudah, they'll think that's normal. But after you have your suda, then it's also any type of vinegar, even just to drink it down. Everybody knows you already had your suda ready. When you finish eating, it's not a dare to dip any more vinegar into the vinegar anymore. They know you had it already. So if you do it now, it's much mishumafua, that's the chilek. We'll soon see we don't hold like rubber. For the Gemara, let's say as far as I can. Me the lifnei tibul shari. Since before you dip, you finished your suda, it's mutter to drink the vinegar. Or bezoy dazayn asvorn exeris the rabbanin that the yachat tibul nami shari. Avad it should be mutter even after you had your suda to drink the vinegars, because rabbanin don't make isur nagei to half a day. Either it's also for the whole day or it's mutter for the whole day. The shamin lelu rova. We heard that rova holds the svara the istlay hoyl. He holds hoyl. Hoyl, something is mutter part of the day. It has to be mutter the whole day. There's no such thing that there are bonan asad half a day, not the other day. Drashi v'neima. Me the mouth like tibush, me the fnei tibush sharin, dein lechosh osel mixas haShabbos. Or mutla miktsose. There's no such thing that exer the rabbanon half a day should buy boss, half a day should buy mutter. So a shemin lele rova, the perek yom tiv masech the beitzo, the yom agabe tfilo. We're learning by Hilkos tfilo. Hoyl b'chi hagavna. We say a swear from hoyl like this case. Let's see the Gemara. The shemin lele rova the yistle hoyl. The yom arova. Leka midi de b'shabes shori over yom kippur osa. There's nothing that Shabbos is mutter and yom kippur it's osa. So mele swear is hoyl de b'shabes shori. Since on Shabbos a person is allowed to be tevil in the mikvah, be yom kippur nami shori. A person midirais is allowed to be tevil in the mikvah on yom kippur osa. What's the swear look, Rashi? The chiyagav nirtoni hosam. The ain mat tefillin kelim b'shabes. If you have a new keli you bought from a goy, you're not allowed to be tevilin on Shabbos. Because it's nearer kimasak like you're fixing the kli on Shabbos. The adam tevil, but a person is allowed to be tevil on Shabbos. The arminim we say kelim my time aloy. Why can't you be tevil a new kli on Shabbos? Or my rovim of nation nearer kimasak and kli. It looks like you're fixing the kli since you couldn't use the kli before you were tevil, and now you could use it. Looks like a tikkun. Sasim drabonim. Avalodim, but a person nearer can make it. A person that goes to the mikvah doesn't look like he's being misakin himself. It just looks like he's taking a cooling off, he's taking a little bath. The Amrinim, the Gemara says, Tenech b'Shabbos. That's a good spur on Shabbos. The Shari Rechitza. That you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. Of Yom Kippur, the Yosef Rechitza. For in a Kippur, it's also to wash yourself. Mishum Tainug. It's also to wash yourself. V'yako Yoidim, the Tevulum. If you go to the mikvah, Yom Kippur, Mikra, then it's mutter. But for at the Bezman HaGemara, Tfilu Bezman is a mitzvah. In case it's a mitzvah, for Nisha is a nida. Like one man the yom, it's a mitzvah to be tevul, punk, when she could become tor. So she's allowed to be tevul that day. Or Mesakin Atma, she's been Mesakin herself. Is my Yikla Meimer? How does she have the Hetem with the Rabbonin on Yom Kippur? Or Yikla Migzer, what the Mesakin or? If people see the Isha being tevul in the mikvah in Yom Kippur, they'll know. Stam to take a bath, it's also in Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to watch yourself in Yom Kippur. Why is she being tevul in the mikvah? Because Yodit's a mitzvah. Because since she's tamed, she's being masakin herself. So she should be also with the rabbonin or koponim to be tevul on Yom Kippur, because people think you're allowed to be masakin kelim. And people will learn now, to what then you can masakin an or. You can take the skin and make leather out of it on Shabbos. And that'll be an issue deraisa. So that's why the rabbonin will go into anything that looks like a tikkun, or you do a tikkun deraisa. The Yama Rava, Rava gives a terror today in the Gemara. Let him midi. The Issa Shabbos, there's nothing negati, Surma Shabbos, to be Shabbos Lishdor Yom Kippur Lister. You can't amata something on Shabbos and ask it on Yom Kippur. The Svar and the Rabbonins. For Hoyolo be Shabbos Loyheve Lemisraim, since we can't ask it on Shabbos, be Yom Kippur Nam Legos related. Svar and the Rabbonins. Has to be Toivo on Yom Kippur. If you're doing Lashem Mitzvah, be Dereis its Mutter. Be Dereis its only author to wash yourself with Shum Tiny. If you're not doing mishum tining, it's mutter to wash yourself with the raisa. It's only enjoyment for hanoah, enjoy yourself. But here, if you go into the mikvah to metari yourself, that's mutter. Because you want to swear the rabbanon she'asa you on Yom Kippur, does like Rava swara. Since on Shabbos it's mutter, and like Shabbos and Yom Kippur is like one day, one kedusha, so we can't divide up and say a Shabbos is mutter and Yom Kippur is also. So now we say the whole thing is mutter. That's Akashi here also. How could you say that if you take this vinegar before you start the meal, it's mutter to drink the vinegar down? Only after you have the meal, now it's awesome. But the Rabbonin, don't make such gzeiros. And the Gemara, Hode be Rava mehach. I tell you, Rava was choizer from this. Rashi, Hochi gassinen. Hode be Rava meho. Te koidem tivu, o muki matisim megameo poilet kabaya. Vezu nermet chilo behode be. Enachnami. Hey, Rava was chayzer from this last teretz. The teretz that he said that we ask to take the vinegar after the meal, but it's mutter before the meal. It's like a chayzer from that, like he says in Gemara Beitza, that we don't ask for something half a day and matter something the other day. So the teretz to our mishnah has to be like abaya. That's what we paskin. That what that to drink the vinegar down, it's mutter. It's only also to put it in your mouth and then spit it out. That's also. For the Gemara though, mimai the mahach hodebei. Who said this chayzer from this halacha? Maybe it's chayzer for the din he said nagat Yom Kippur. Maybe it's chayzer and says now on Yom Kippur takir it's also to be toivel and on Shabbos it's mutter. Maybe it's chayzer from that part that he holds you could divide the day in half and will make our territory also. Before you eat, you're allowed to drink the vinegar. Just after you eat, you can't drink the vinegar. So the malay sakodaitav, that can't be pshat. The tanya kol chayve tfilois. Any person or isha that's mechuyev to be toivom is toivom kedarkon. He's allowed to be toivom. Vein b'tisha b'av, vein b'yom kippur. He's medina the Gemara. You're allowed to be toivom in the mikvah Zion Yom Kippur and Zion tisha b'av. So you see, klo it's mutter. So now you see, he wasn't chayza from this halachim. So melech mestavri was chayza from our kim to here. To say that you can't say that before the suda you're allowed to take the vinegar and after suda not. So now we say the whole thing is mutter. I astir where the Mishnah says it's also the Brisa says it's mutter. Teretz, the Mishnah is talking about spitting it out. But Nechlami, just to drink it would be mutter. Somebody has a pain on the thigh, so Shalom Kinyo rub something to use regular shemen. It's mutter, but to rub it down with the yang nechaymet, that's also. Omer Rav Abba Bazavden. Omer Rav Halacha Kerebi Shimon. His Rav Rav is passing like a Shimon. If Shimon says what, call Yisrael b'nei Melachim, it's mutter for everybody. So the Gemara, Lameimro, the Rav, Reb Shimon Tzvirulei. Because the says that Rav, Paschal's like Reb Shimon. So Kashmir is a trash, Lameimro, the Rav, Bekulei Shabbos, Tzvirulei, Reb Shimon. That Rav, I say, is in all halachas of Shabbos. Whenever Reb Shimon is makel, he's in hold like Reb Shimon Tzvirulei. It's Churi Gabei Achilik. He only said it here in our Mishnah. The more thing we don't know, if Rav Paschal's like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, he Paschal's all coolers of Reb Shimon. Now, if they have a kasha, V'yomar Rav, Rav said, V'yomar Rav Simi Bar Chia, Mishmei de Rav, they said over the name of Rav, Hai Misuch Raya. Then as I saw, that's, we have a barrel of wine, and Amol used to have a hole where the wine would come out, and Amol, you stuff it up. How would you stuff up the hole not to let the wine come out? You'll have a peg go in there, and around the peg you put a cloth to make it tight. So this cloth now, if you want to open it up on Shabbos, or else you want to put the peg back in, it's a dove you're doing to make a schita. You have to like squash the cloth to make the wine come out of the cloth. So the shalei, a lot of put back this cloth, like stuff up the hole on Shabbos or not. So Rav says, Hai Mesechreisa v'nezaisa, to stuff up this hole with the cloth is also to do on Shabbos. Also lahaduke b'yoy metova. They're not allowed to put it back and make it tight on Yom Tov. Why? Because you're doing an isir of schita, even though luchuri not meschaven. So kashrus of Shimon shita rolova dava shein meschaven is mutter. So how come Rav says it's also? If you're going to say Rav holds like Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, a dava shein meschaven is mutter. And here, when you plug off the hole or take the pig out, you're not meschaven to make schita on the cloth. That's not your kavanim. Your kavanim is to close up the hole or open up the hole, but not to make the schita. So how come Rav said it's also? Rashi, Haimus Chreisa, Beged, Korchin Babarza. It's a Beged, you wrap around the peg. Chovius, Shocheris, if you have an earthly Keli, Vivlechen HaNekiv Shova. Since the hole is not so glatt, when you want to stuff it up, you have to use some Shmatis around the peg. So it's also to put the peg in on Shabbos. Rashi, also Laduke, Benekiv, you're not allowed to plug it up on Shabbos or Yomtiv, Mishum Schita. Because when you put the cloth in with the peg, or the cloth around the peg, you're like going to press the cloth in the hole, and you're going to be sucking, you're going to squeeze out the juice that's in the clothing. That's an issa schita. For yafagab, like come chavin lischay, but you have no kavani here to do it. Still, Rav holds this usher. Alma loisaval loisir like Reb Shimon by Dov Hashem Miskavin. You see, it does not like Reb Shimon by Dov Hashem Miskavin. So how could you say Rav passing like Reb Shimon all over? Here we see Rav doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara asks Lakasha. I'll tell you by he afilu Hashimim moida. In this case, not to plug up the hole with this peg with clothing, it's us even according to Hashim. Why? The Abaye of Rav and Darma Tevaya, both Abaye and Rav say moida Reb Shimon Reb Sik Reisha v'Layomis. That when does Reb Shimon say Dova Sheni Miskaver is Mutar, where it's not 100% that has to happen to Yisum. Where it's a Psik Reisha, it's a mosh like you chopped off the head of the chicken. If you chop off the head of the chicken, you can't say, I'm not mechavin to kill the chicken. When you cut off the head of the chicken, it has to die. So even though ain't a mechavin, then you're awesome. For lo yomis, you can't say, I'm going to cut off the head of the chicken, and I don't have kavanas for it to die. That's not talking to the point. When you cut off the head of the chicken, it has to die. So where it's a psik ratio, it has to happen, you're chayiv. So chura here, when you plug it up, it has to happen that you're being seichet, you're squeezing out the cloth. So bad here, even Rabbi Shimon is mighty with sosa. For the more name, V'omer Rav Chiya Barashi Yomer Rav Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Oh no! Let's find the Gemara. Rashi Halacha Kreb Yehuda, but Dabar Shini Miskav and Yosef. It's like a new kasha. The Gemara V'omer Rav Chiya Barashi Yomer Rav. So good. From here, you answered us that since it's a psik ratio, even Rav Shimon is moida. But I have another kasha now. Do you say Rav holds like Rav Shimon? I have V'omer Rav Chiya Barashi Yomer Rav Halacha Kreb Yehuda. That Rav passes like Rav Yehuda. That Dabar Shini Miskav and is also on Shabbos. So are you telling me Rav holds like Reb Shimon all over? Reb Shimon holds his mutter. Vayta Rav Chonam Arami Oma Shmuel Halacha Reb Shimon Reb Chiya Baravin Masnin Lo Bleigav. He learned it without other people. Poshin Rav Oma Halacha Reb Yehuda. Rav passes like Reb Yehuda. U Shmuel Oma Halacha Reb Shimon. So Mel Shrik Shvan Rav. How could you say Rav holds like Reb Shimon? And here you see Rav holds like Reb Yehuda. Elo Oma Rava Ani Varisha V'Chabura. Me in the line of the Chabura Tagiminu. We miyashiv this. Omani, who's this Arila? Who's this Choshev person? Rabbi Chiya Baravin, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Volav Mitamayu. That Rav meant to pass like Rabbi Shimon and Al Mishnah, but not from his time. Not the pshat is that Rav holds like all the time of Rabbi Shimon. I mean, just punked on this one prat, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. My Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Volav Mitamayu. What do you mean he holds like Rabbi Shimon? That in the Mishnah, you're allowed to rub yourself with this very expensive Shemin on Shabbos, but not from Rabbi Shimon's time. Ilay Malach Reb Shimon the Shori v'lav mitamei. Dilu Reb Shimon saw v'masi. I tell you some tzias. Reb Shimon holds that it heals you up, and still it's mutter. V'rav saw v'lamasi. V'rav holds a saw the reason why you could use the shemen vered because b'chlal doesn't heal you up. But the more of that true, v'sav v'rav le'masi. For me, diktoni b'nei melochim sochi nagabi makaseyim. Even the Tanakam is masking that b'nei melochim, rich people, are allowed to use this expensive shemen to rub themselves on their wounds. Shemen verid is mechlal demasti. It's mashma quant everybody. This expensive shemen heals you up. So svik shver. Everybody holds it heals you up. So how could you say we pass like Reb Shimon loy mitamei? Why should we pass like Reb Shimon then? If it heals you up, it should be awesome. Eloi meant to say loch like Reb Shimon the shori. If we hold like Reb Shimon, it's mutter to use the shemen verid on Shabbos. For lav mitamei, dilu Reb Shimon savar af agav the loy shchiach shori. Even though it's not shchiach that people don't have it around, still it's mutter for you to use it. I lechur, if you don't use it in the middle of the weekday, and you only mishum refuah, it should be yosu on Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon's svarim. Every yid kublai b'vnei malachim, it's mutter for him. Of a v'rav sava, why is Rav matter to use it? Rav holds like this: ish chiyach in. If everybody in your town has the shemen verit, even though it's a very expensive thing, but everybody in the town has it, shchiach, then it's mutter, because then it's not muchidu mishum refuah. Everybody uses it. V'loy shchiach, but if not too many people in the town have it, then loy, then it's also to use it, because then you only use it mishum refuah, and that's also due on Shabbos. Over Yasu, the Rav shchiach mishchavada the vada, and the reason why Rav said it's mutam, because in Rav's town it was very shchiach to have this type of shemen. So since the shemen was so shchiach, it wasn't muchuk mishum refuah. Even in the middle of weekday, people did it. Rashi, afagav lo shchiach shemen verabim koyman shalzer hasachim menu v'domi v'korim. Reb Shimon knows, even though in your town you don't have the shemen verid, v'akol yoydim shein esach v'el refuah. Everybody knows you're only using this expensive shemen because you want to heal yourself. Shori. Still, Reb Shimon holds the mutter. Why? To chol yischro b'nei melochim heim. Everybody is considered b'nei melochim. They're considered rich people. You're allowed to do it. Reb Yehuda oisim. Yehuda doesn't know it's also. To muchem ilsa. No, it's the, what do you mean everybody could be like b'nei melochim? But l'maisa, you don't have the shemen, and you're only using it now mishum refuah, so it's awesome. For Rav zot gemara namik Reb Yehuda s'virulei. Really, Rav holds the svar all over Reb Yehuda. Ela b'mekoyma Yehuda shari. Rav was only matu in his own town. The shchiach, the sochin, shemen verid, l'muchem ilsa. Because in Rav's towns, everybody in the town had this shemen verid. So it wasn't muchem ilsa you're doing mishum refuah, therefore it's mutter. Hadin lecha shemen eshratzim. Stop here.